How on earth did it get to be August already? The days are gradually getting shorter, and the weather on the prairies is hopefully getting gentler and cooler, especially at night. It's been a fabulous summer for outdoor activity like boating and swimming, but how cruel it can be when the weather turns violent. The hair on a farmer's head turns considerably more gray. More lines are added to the face while they survey the devastation caused by flattening hail or wind gusts in excess of 100 kilometers an hour. More than once this season, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Northwest Ontario have been pounded by severe storms, as bad or worse than any of the locals can remember. It's especially heartbreaking for those who were still rebuilding after the flooding that has become all too common the past couple of years. Making the situation even more difficult has been the loss of electricity, the magical genie we all take for granted, until it isn't there all of a sudden. Losing air conditioning or a freezer full of food and all our other modern electric conveniences makes us angry and frustrated, but from a global perspective, we are very, very blessed. At the same time that storms were knocking out power on the Canadian prairies, more than 600 million people were without power in India. The economy of that subcontinent, with a population of 1.6 billion, has been steaming ahead in recent years. But for much of the electricity they need, the source is the burning of dirty, stinky coal. The power grid in northern India is about as reliable as the ability of the Rough Riders to protect a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. As Canada's leaders squabble over our energy future and massive projects like the Northern Gateway Pipeline, we should all be thankful for the amazing systems that we have and the hard-working folks who keep it all running smoothly most of the time. I'm Roger Currie.